I don't think I worry about it. I don't think the offense worries about it. I think we just continue to play. We continue to come in every day and work and try to get better, try to execute. I thought the offensive line did well. Defense played outstanding again, and they're giving us a lot of chances with turnovers and just holding those guys to less points. I feel like we've been converting third downs more. I feel like a lot of guys are playing well. Obviously, the receivers are making plays now. I feel offensive line blocking a lot better. We're running the ball, you know, more physical, and we're you know, able to run through some arm tackles and some trash and whatnot. So I thought as a whole offensively, we turned the ball over a few times. I think me and Sam had one on the ground. So, but, you know, we just got to continue to get better and execute.
As far as you, though, what's different in these past two games?
Like I said, we're just all executing better. We're all on the same page, and you know we're, you know, increasingly, you know, just getting better, getting more comfortable with each other.
How much more comfortable do you feel with the offense?
Yeah. just shout.
How much more comfortable do you feel in the offense over the last couple weeks than say when you first arrived here and started this
season? I think I've always felt comfortable. I mean, like I said, it's an ongoing process. I think you know you put in new plays every week. You're seeing different looks from different opponents, and I think we just got to continue to work hard and you know, Chip put together a great game plan along with the other coaches, and I think, like I said, offensive line, they've blocked well.
Does it feel like the offensive line is kind of starting to click a little bit more in front of you?
I think Coach Stout does a great job with those guys, and I think JP and Lane and Kelsey, those guys are leaders of that group, so I think they're, you know, taking it upon themselves, and everyone's looking in the mirror, and you know, everyone knows it's just up to you. It's up to yourself to be the best version you can be, and I think we're doing that, you know, throughout the week, and it's giving us a chance on Sundays and Mondays.
Well, second week in a row that you had over 20 carries, how is that, you know, helping you, you know, as far as getting into a rhythm?
Yeah, I think it all goes back to, you know, obviously, you know, getting more plays and you're converting third downs and whatnot. So I thought offensive line played well, and you know, Ryan came in there, did well. Sproles always does a good job. And so I think we're all on the same page. We'll just continue to get better.
On that touchdown drive, I think it was 5 carries, 4 after that, the penalty. What clicked at that point on that drive?
I think Chip just gave us opportunity. You know, like I said, offensive line, and, you know, Chip called a lot of great plays for us and put us in great position to make plays. So it's, you know, like I said, it's an ongoing process. We've got to continue to learn from the things that we did well tonight, and you know, there's a couple things that we didn't do so good. We gotta, you know, come in and we'll all correct them and go from there.
You feel like you got stronger as kind of the game went on physically. You feel like you got stronger as the game went on.
Yeah. I mean, I think whenever you know get an opportunity to play and you know just kind of get touches and like I said with anyone, I think you get better as the game goes on, including myself and you know, so.
Before you scored the touchdown, you left after a nice run and looked like you were mad or just motivated. What was going on? Waving your arms? What was going on?
I don't remember that. Yeah, sorry.
It was 2 weeks ago after the Washington game. It was a frustrated locker room. Where are you guys now, big picture?
I think everyone, you know, obviously we all know what's at stake, and we're not looking past anyone. This was a good Giants team, and we were able to execute. But at the end of the day, you know, we're just taking it one game at a time, and we know we got a long way to go. And you know, we know what we want to be, and not just winning one or two games. We want to continue to grow, and it all starts with our work ethic throughout the course of the week, and making sure we're mentally and physically ready to prepare. And I think we've done a great job of that the last 2 weeks, and having great days of practice, and it, you know, the results has been there for us.